What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the penultimate episode of the series for revenge here at AfterBuzz TV, the After Show Network. If you haven't already subscribed, go to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV, SoundCloud, iTunes, all that stuff. But we have so much to talk about! Episode 22, called Plea.
Please.
Roxy thinks it should be called Please.
No, I just think the word plea sounds like half of a word. Plea.
Maybe it sounds like an extra full word if you're thinking of P.
Oh,
well, the good news is we are not half a panel. We are full forced. We have Tina Cap.
Hey, what's up?
We got Anna Gobble for mayor.
Hey.
We got Roxy Stryer.
Hello.
She will not be here for the series finale.
I'm working it out, but I will at least call in.
That's so
good. But you know who will be
good.
Here for the series finale?
Emily Van Camp and Nick Wexler.
Well, half of that is true.
Yeah.
No, but we're gonna. Nick is, of course, dear friend of AfterBuzz TV's, but I feel like he should pull all of us, including the fans, a favor.
I think so, too.
Because what better way to end the after show here at AfterBuzz TV for revenge than to speak with the true love of revenge?
That's. I feel like this is maybe an off-camera conversation.
Fair enough. Just putting it out there into the universe, willing it to be.
We've only been on for a minute, and Anna, you have made two very great points so far. Just throwing that out
there.
Thanks.
It's good to be back.
About the P, please, being a shortened version. I thought that was really good.
All right, so.
I like you a lot.
I like you too.
Let's start with the overall reactions, because tonight was definitely a lot. Let's start with those, and then we'll get into the storylines.
Okay.
It was okay.
Okay. Oh, no. How was it? It's really been an emotional roller coaster the last season for me. I guess the show in general. I'm feeling nervous and stressed and, like, I really don't know how this is going to end. I really don't know.
I just... Bless you.
Sorry.
There's a lot of things happening on tonight's after show.
I don't mean to, like...
Let me just throw out a disclaimer. I've been sneezing, like, nonstop for the last 3 days, so that might happen again.
No. I am not buying the BS. I saw what happened with Mason and the sneezing and all that crap.
Ooh, yeah, who are you framing right now?
Would you like to know?
Maybe you should sit a little closer to me.
I know.
All right, what was your overall...
I will be honest. I was a little unimpressed for the majority of the episode. In the end, I was like, oh my god. Like, obviously, you guys know how much I love Ben, so I was very upset. I screamed, like, when he got stabbed. Oh!
You're like, I'm done with this show. I'm like, well, we only have one episode.
I really just don't even want to talk about it now, because I was so sad, because he just, like, he finally was like, not finally, I should say, because he's been, I feel like even though he's been wanting to, like, not believe Emily, he still does all the time. You know what I mean? He still, like, gives her a little smidgen of the benefit of the doubt. So it was, like, nice to see that he was realizing that she was right and, like, maybe she really is innocent and he obviously would have been able to help her.
Right.
And they would have been able to end that and she would have been able to get out and we just, you know, find out her dad's got months to live and all that. So, I mean, it was a good ending. Now, like you said, Roxy, I'm nervous for the next episode. I don't know how they're going to end it. It's got to be something grand since it's the series finale.
Yeah, I agree. Anna, how did you feel, though?
I felt... At the beginning, I was concerned because they were having, like, this, like, romantic moment with Jack and Amanda on the swing, and I was just like, ugh, don't do this. Because I am not a fan of the idea of a happy ending for the show. I just don't think that it fits the...
Title?
The title. Yeah. The whole series just it doesn't feel right to me to have a happy ending. So I'm encouraged to see that it went to a dark place pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I feel like there could be a happiness moment, you know, but overall we're not headed towards that path.
We do have happy moments. We have had happy moments throughout the whole series, but I don't think a happy ending is appropriate.
I feel like Jack should have a happy ending, Nolan should have a happy ending, but Emily should, you know, somewhat. It should just be done for Emily.
The happy moments are the ones that are the most awkward because they like kind of catch you off guard and you sit there thinking, wow, we have bigger and better things to do. I can't deal with you like sitting there and making out with the boy. Not what this is about.
Well, and we love Jack. He's one of our favorites, but for him to say, and he did say, this is probably not the right moment, but yeah, she was just arrested and charged with murder.
Right.
Her father's dying of cancer. This definitely is not the right moment to be like, so is it true that you came after me? What does that mean? You know, just, ugh, gross.
Okay, to be fair, Emily has had her way the entire time, always. And so, finally, like, Jack needs his own moment. And so, you know what? If he's being a little bit selfish, it's his prerogative.
Can it be the day after she gets out of jail?
No, because there's always something that's going to come up.
What's going on with Steven right now?
Guys, there's a... Tracy, why is this mic not working?
No, you're fine.
Just talk.
Tracy in the chat says, kind of hope Emily and Jack will get together, although hope that Louise comes back to the team. Emily, I liked her. Nolan winds up with, just love Nolan. Would be nice to see him happy. Hope that Emily gets cleared of charges.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. That would be all it ending really well and wrapping up nice, which, again, the person inside me that wants a happy ending for Emily because I really like her, I'm like, ooh, that could be nice. But then, like you said, I don't think it's fitting of this show. I think that the path she went down was a path of revenge. And like you talked about last week, when you're doing this dig two graves, and if that's the way they were going to set us up and we've been on this journey, then there's no way that everything can be sunshine and rainbows.
I really honestly think that not one person on this show is going to have a happy ending. Maybe Charlotte will go back to rehab and live her little happy life.
Let's talk about her. Let's start to zone in on some things. Let's start with Charlotte. Perfect transition.
Yeah.
I like where you're going with
this.
Well,
I was like halfway done with my thought, but that's cool. Let's talk, talk about Charlotte.
So it begins again.
Anyways, I was a little like not impressed by her return. I expected a little more from her character. I was kind of happy about, like, what she said to Luis about, like, okay, the only thing that Victoria's ever had or ever been good at or whatever was manipulating, like, for her own daughter, who's obviously spent her whole life with her, to kind of be like, hello, like, I don't know who you're seeing, but this is the real Victoria. I think that kind of held more stake with Luis, so that kind of started her ball rolling as far as the doubt goes, but I don't know. I just expected. Didn't you guys expect more from her character?
I feel like we'll get it, but it was enough for me to at least just see her in this episode and know that she's doing well.
Let me ask you guys something. Is there any chance she knows that Victoria is alive?
No.
I don't think
that Charlotte was a part of this in any way. I know we see her. She's found peace. She doesn't want anything to do with her mom. That's everything she says. And I'm not even saying I believe this, but as a question, could she possibly know?
I did have that thought when we first saw her. I thought, oh, maybe she's part of the puzzle here that helped her. But I don't think so at this point.
Yeah, how does it benefit Victoria that she said, hey, my mother's manipulative?
Yeah.
I don't think that would. I just don't know. Maybe she was asked to be part of the plan and she said, I don't want to be part of this plan. I'm not saying that maybe she was in on all of this, but I'm just curious if she knows. And if she doesn't know, it just further proves the point that Victoria is manipulative because she didn't even tell her own daughter that she's alive.
Well, and Charlotte did say that. She said, you know, the first time my mother died.
Right.
So.
Right. I agree. I don't think she knows either. I just thought I'd throw it out there. Because that's what we do here at AfterBuzz TV. Mm-hmm. We flesh out theories. Mm-hmm.
But that is, you know, that is a good point. It certainly got the ball rolling, as Tina said. But then specifically, you know, the first time my mother died, that really stuck out, I think, to Louise.
Yeah, because she said, confused. Wait, what? And then Charlotte kind of, like, moved on, you know, and she wouldn't explain it.
Do we like this version of Charlotte's character? She's gone to rehab. She's trying to help people. She wore that light green, flowy, I'm at one with the earth kind of dress.
I think she's just unimportant to me now. Like, I don't really care about her character at all.
Because she's just been gone for so long?
Yeah, and then, I don't know. I mean, it was always kind of a good part of, like, juiciness to have this, like, crazy destructive person, you know, that was always messing things up for Emily's revenge and for other people's situations because she was just so, you know, spiraling. It was, like, it was a good part to the story, and now to have her just be like, "Oh, I'm zen and happy and no problems." It's just kind of boring.
I don't think she's saying that. She's just saying that you know, she's focusing on herself. That doesn't mean she doesn't have problems, but she's just finding peace with everything.
She said she's the happiest she's ever been, and yeah. I think it's a return to Charlotte. You know, when we first met her, she's, you know, a good girl, a generally happy girl. I mean, she knew she had that her family had problems, and she had sort of problems with the way her family operated, but she wasn't on, like, a dark, destructive path that she went down. So now she's sober and clearly helping, you know, the newcomers in, and I think it's great. I think she's in a great place.
Happy is boring is what we've learned.
Yeah. Well, we don't want her to have her own spinoff. Like, I don't want to watch the Charlotte show now, but I agree. I think that the fact that she is having this separation, she's lost her parents, and that she's a little removed, and she sees how manipulative her mom really is, I think that that's important. It's really difficult to get that kind of clarity, especially from your family.
To be fair, her parents are alive. One is dying, one is still.
Oh, well, if you're not Karen Conrad. If you're
counting his dad.
Yeah, I know. Well, it was who raised her, but if you're talking about her biological dad, David, who I think she met once, then.
How about this? For Charlotte's storyline to get really bad, she inherited lymphoma. And that's what she's going to do. Hey, you guys want some deep, dark stuff.
What the heck?
I'd rather that she got, like, AIDS from a dirty needle.
Okay, we're not going to go.
Oh, my God.
I mean, right, if you want to go to real deep and dark.
No, I mentioned this during the episode, but this is what actually bothers me about this storyline. I can't even address what either of you just said, because I can't.
Yeah,
so I'm going to move on, right? Here's the deal.
We take no ownership of that, though.
Right.
Like, AfterBuzz TV does not, you want to play that soundbite?
Here does not express views or whatever. Here's the honest-to-goodness truth. The revenge, the reason that this should go bad and the reason that Emily shouldn't have a happy ending or as happy or perfect as it could be is because of the choices she made in life. And those choices are seeking revenge, whatever she did in juvie, whoever she's hurt, the red Sharpie, all of that. That should be why it goes wrong. Not because cancer is a bitch and it happens to people. So I don't like this storyline because I want to see her actions have consequences.
Yeah.
And I think that just by, if everything else goes right, if she ends up with Jack and whatever, but her father is dead, then it has nothing to do with what she did. It has nothing to do with it. And I think that that would be wrong. Yes, is it plausible that that could happen? A lot of people have cancer. It is plausible. But I don't want that to be the only thing that went bad in her life. It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, let me just say this, that maybe it's, and I agree with you. I think that, like, the things that should go wrong, as far as the story goes, should be consequences of her revenge. But maybe it's a lesson to her that, wow, I spent my whole life, you know, focusing on revenge for my father, which turns out I really didn't have to avenge his death because he's alive, and then he died from cancer, which people just get.
Right, you know, but you can't control everything. That's a really good point you make.
That's true, but he would have never been able to come out if it wasn't for her. His name was cleared.
Yes, his name was cleared, but it was also about getting him to be back in society, and now he is, and that's true as a lesson to her. You can't play God, and people have been trying to tell her that from day one, or you can't, whatever you believe in, you can't be the person that controls everything. So I think that that is an interesting point. It's just not exactly the lesson I want her to learn.
Right.
But it is a lesson.
I think the takeaway there is, if nothing else, you know, that she did a noble, if you want to look at it in that way, she did a noble thing. She accomplished her goal, and she got her a little bit of time with her father.
But now she's in prison. She really didn't get much time with her father.
Yeah, but she's fought her whole life just for even mere minutes and seconds to be with her father.
She didn't fight to be with him. She didn't even know she was alive. He was alive. She fought to clear his name.
Mm-hmm. Well, then she did that, and she got some bonus time with him, so.
But she never really lived her own life.
Well, now she has a chance to, hopefully. Assuming that she stays alive.
I can't even confirm that. I don't know. I don't know if she will stay alive. And I don't know whether I want her to or not. And it's not because I don't love Emily. It's because I don't know if she...
Here's the thing. I just don't like the idea of her dying. Not obviously because it's tragic in that way, but it just feels like a cop out in many ways in terms of story writing.
Would you rather her be convicted and spend the rest of her life in prison? That's a genuine question.
I mean, maybe, yeah, because then at least it's not a it's just so easy to just kill off your main character and just call it that. It's just
would
lazy
you guys rather that?
I agree with Phil that I don't really want her to necessarily die, but I also don't want her to stay in prison. I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of ways they can go with the ending without having to kill her.
You want her to ride off in the sunset with Ben?
No, well, that's obviously out of the question now.
Well, she obviously, what she wants is for Josh Bowman's character to be back alive and ride off in the sunset with Dan. You know,
I miss Henry Turner.
I mean, the three of them, you know?
Oh, you want
Daniel,
Henry, yeah.
Ben, and Emily in a, you know, love triangle for life.
What story are you writing?
I wish I was in that love triangle.
And Charlotte has AIDS? Is that part of that storyline?
I apologize.
Why did I bring it back
up?
I don't know why.
We'd moved on. I don't know.
Bring us back, fearless leader.
All right. Anything else about that you want to talk about with David specifically? I mean, there's various things. In terms of his death... or maybe not death, but certainly his disease. There's a lot of stuff. But just even how Emily handled David in the moment, she said, you know, I don't want you in the middle of this, but then he gets the bracelet.
That's exactly what I was just going to say. I don't understand. She's been trying to protect her dad from all of this, but then she implicates him by putting her anklet on him?
Yeah.
How can he possibly plead not guilty to knowing she left? When the anklet is around his wrist, even if it wasn't his idea, he still could have called the cops and was very aware. What are you doing? What are you thinking? That was the biggest oversight to me. I'm baffled by that decision.
And what if we joked about this, but what if he had to go get chemo or to the hospital?
What if she didn't come back for a while? What if she got killed? There's so many what ifs. She just wasn't thinking. Ask Nolan to come over and put it on him. Yeah. Buy a dog.
There you go.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, I agree. I think that was, like you said, it was a oversight that it just was contradicting for her to be like, oh, yeah, I don't want you in the middle, but then here you go. Sorry, you're going to be in the middle.
And that's kind of the story of her life with people. She says that to Jack. She says that to Nolan. She says it to her dad. I don't want you to be involved, but then they always are.
If everyone was involved tonight. I mean, certainly they moved a lot of stuff. They got Margot in there. That was a big... thing and it was because David went to her and said, hey, you know, Lamar Charl is involved in this whole thing.
Jack went to her and said that.
No, David. Because remember, he ended the family visit.
Oh, I thought you were talking about.
No, it was Jack who told David and so on and so forth. But it was David who said, I get some family time with her. It's very limited.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go.
Got it.
I can't stand Margot right now.
Could you ever stand her?
I liked her for a little bit. When she was, like, still kind and sweet.
When she was with Jack?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely once she got with Daniel is when she started spiraling her character. I just didn't like it. But, like, the whole jewelry scene was just really, like...
Henri!
Yeah, it was very off-putting to me. Like,
anybody who calls himself Mademoiselle, I can't with you.
And then she slaps the guy.
That's the requisite?
Yeah.
She slaps the guy and then is, like, shocked that they're putting her in handcuffs. Like, you just assaulted someone who wasn't even, like...
And also they think you stole. You're not above the law.
Yeah.
No matter how much money you have. Although, in all fairness, she didn't do what they were accusing her of.
Right, but still, like, you know, by freaking out like that, I feel like sometimes it makes you look more guilty.
Yeah, she made herself look guilty, and she wasn't. That was so confusing.
Right.
If I'm not guilty of something, and somebody says, can I see inside your purse, and it beeped. You know, it's not like they just randomly were like, I think I saw you sneak this in. It beeped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Furthermore, I just went like, oh, well, you can have it back. I don't know why it's there.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I have no idea how that got in
there. Yeah. Why didn't she say that? I swear to goodness, check the video cameras. I didn't do this. Please, I'm so sorry. Take it back. I have no idea how that happened.
Well, and here's $1,000 as well, because she can afford that.
But even if she did do that, that's not how that works. They're not just like, oh, you stole jewelry from the store, but because we caught you, like, you're fine to go.
Of course, it isn't, but that's what a non-guilty person's reaction would be, or at least that's what my reaction would be.
Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely she should have had a normal reaction, like, yeah, of course, check my bag.
And then when they found something, she was, like, pissed at them. That's weird. She's weird.
Yeah.
I'm baffled by her character because I do feel like she had some good in her, but the fact that we find out she's actually involved in this Victoria plan and she knows more about this, how horrible of a human being do you have to be?
Yeah, because she beat up Victoria to implicate Emily in all, like, you
and
know
then
what
she
I mean?
Helped
like,
Victoria escape and she's trying to get Emily convicted for murder.
She just had Ben killed.
Right.
And she's shaming Jack on top of all of it.
Right. Right. It's horrible. Yeah. She's horrible. And people, I've looked a lot on social media, and people keep saying how bad they feel for Margot, and I'm confused.
What? Yeah.
Not everybody, but some people are like, I think after tonight,
there's going to be no doubt. Because she's manipulating Luis now. I mean, that was...
Poor Luis! I want to cry for her! She's my favorite
character.
She's
so naive. Oh, my goodness.
I know,
But she got the ball rolling in the right direction.
But then it stopped. Because Ben gets killed.
Well, that's not her fault.
No, my biggest problem with this is how quick Margot came up with an excuse based on the fact that Nolan was there, and she's like, oh, Nolan definitely planted this. And then she flipped right back. I was like, think these things through for 1 second. At least she was the only smart enough character, though, just to go to the cops. She, you know, all these people, I feel like it's all hush hush. She got some evidence, and she was like, oh, maybe I should take this to the police station.
Yeah.
Because that's what you do.
Yeah.
Although I guess the cops could be corrupt. You never know in this town. It's very difficult.
Yeah, you can't go to anybody these days.
You really can't. And I don't know. I just feel so bad for her because imagine living that life where you were just on all these meds and everything was confusing and you were just... People were tricking you and lying to you. You don't know who you can trust. You have no idea. And now you're, like, living in the real world. You're way in over your head.
Yeah.
She has no idea who to trust. She really doesn't know.
So, question. Had Nolan not come in, would she be much more... Like, I mean, Margot would certainly have to make up a far better excuse.
I think Margot still would have blamed it on either Nolan or Emily saying that they planted it.
Fair enough. But...
But it helped corroborate the story, the fact that Nolan was there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I need her character, Louise, to smarten up. I need her to look, open her eyes, and really try to get to the bottom of this. But now that Ben's dead, maybe she will.
I think she will for a number of reasons. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, her relationship with Nolan wasn't bad at all. They were good friends. They disagreed about a kid, and then
it was
eventually
better than not bad. It was amazing.
Yeah,
I loved their relationship.
You know, I thought what was our friend's name? Nolan's friend's name? Why am I blanking?
Patrick? Long time ago. No, the recent one. Yeah. That. Ted, Tom, Tim.
Tom. Tim. No. Tom.
No.
The child.
It's one syllable.
Yeah, no.
What was his name? Oh my God, we're going to get slaughtered for this.
Well, the point being that as great as their relationship was, you know.
Tony. Tony! I don't know why I shouted it after you. I didn't think of it. I just reiterated.
Way to go, Anna.
Thanks.
I know, I was thinking, two I was syllables. Going, yeah, first name that came to my mind when you said one syllable was Ben, and I was like, wait, you know, that's not right.
No, I was wrong on all accounts, and then you said it, and I tried to make it sound like I said it, but I didn't. Oh, gosh.
You were just excited, and you were like, yeah, that's it.
Okay, totally.
To be fair, using Tina Kapp's logic, it could have been Ben, it could have been Jack, it could have been Dan.
Oh, that's true. Wow. Ben's.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question? Do you guys think it's weird, like, David and Jack are speaking about Emily, and David's calling her Amanda, and he's calling her Emily in the conversation? Don't you think that's a little weird?
Yeah, we just need to call her Amanda at this point.
Yeah.
But I think...
Especially if you're Jack.
But for Jack, I think it's hard for him because obviously he did know her growing up. She was always Amanda growing up, but then he married who he thought, faux Amanda, you know, who
and
he
had
thought.
A kid with.
Right, and so I think it's hard for him now to go back and call her Amanda because maybe he thinks of faux Amanda. I don't know.
I just...
We'll ask him next week.
Very trivial and basic, but I just don't think she looks like an Amanda, so I have a hard time calling her Amanda. I think she looks like an Emily.
Yeah. Well, because she is an Emily.
Right. Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why. So when I refer to her, I refer to her as Emily, but I think that the proper thing to do these days is Amanda. That's what's PC.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll try to get on board for the next
Mademoiselle
30 Amanda. Minutes.
So there you go. Speaking of, let's dive in a little bit, I guess, deeper into Jack and Emily, because they have that little moment.
Gemily.
Yeah, call them by their ship name, please.
How would you ship Amanda and Jack?
Oh, no.
Jamanda.
Jack. Yeah, just...
Jamanda?
Sounds like Jumanji. Jamanda.
All right, so Jamanda have their moment.
That is going to be
a Mac.
That is going to be a legit baby name one of these days. Jamanda.
Yeah.
It might already be.
Oh, absolutely. Apple, Jamanda. Makes sense. No.
For more baby names, visit Roxana. That's Tina and Kat. Their website. I don't know.
Wait, what?
That was the worst joke you've ever made on the show. In all four seasons that we've done the show, that was the worst joke.
I'm glad I saved my good ones for the end.
Could have been Roxtina.
Yeah, Roxtina makes way more sense.
That's why we have you today.
Or Roxina.
Yeah, Roxina. There you go.
But at hand, the bench scene.
It was awkward. I think we all could agree.
Oh, outside her house.
That.
I didn't even know what you were talking about. You're talking about that bench outside her house.
We're talking about Jamanda.
It was a porch swing. That's why we're confused.
Again, call it by its proper name. Yeah. Okay. Okay. First of all, this porch swing is seen a lot. It's seen a lot over these few seasons. Really
it's
has.
Seen a lot of guys.
It's seen a lot in general. Mm-hmm. Second of all, I kind of thought I was a Jamanda fan, but this scene made me think that I might not be, because the whole time, instead of thinking, kiss her, I was thinking, don't kiss her. This is weird.
Yeah.
This is really weird. And maybe it's because we were amongst a lot of different noise and things, just different things were happening. But it was awkward.
Yeah.
They didn't have chemistry in that moment.
I almost felt like, do you ever see, a much older person kiss a much younger person, and it's just, very uncomfortable?
I know what you mean.
Careful where you're going with this.
I don't think I'm going anywhere weird with it. I just feel like Amanda is somebody who's so much more experienced, and Jack is just so naive and innocent, and I don't know. I just feel like Amanda has all this real world experience, and she would almost be taking advantage of him.
I get what you're saying. I really do, because honestly, a lot of the shows that I watch are vampire shows, and we'll see these 1,000-year-old vampires, and they're making out with these 20-year-old people because they look the same age. I'm like, that's weird.
Yeah,
that's kind of bizarre to me. So I get what you mean. She just has so much more life that she's lived.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think that Emily has so much more life, but Amanda might be on par with Jack.
Well, they're not two souls in the same body. They're
kind of, though. Emily's a whole different identity that was created just to do this one thing. But if you took that thing away, then Amanda and Jack could be on par. I'm not even sure if I believe what I just said, but that's the running theory.
No, I get your theory. I do. I get,
because you are right. It's not two people; they are one person.
No, but I think she maybe needs some time to separate from Emily Thorne before that's feasible.
Hmm.
Yeah, but it's always tough, right? Especially when you're about to go to prison and your bail's $2 million.
That is tough. It's one of those tough days. I had a really bad day today. My bail was $2 million.
Don't you pay 10% of your bail?
Yes, I think.
So 200 grand is what she had to cough up?
I don't know if it's 10% or wait, if it's state by state, but I don't. But you definitely don't pay the whole thing.
I mean, because she has billions, so even if she did have to pay $2 million, it was
between her and Nolan or whatever, I don't think she cared about the price.
Yeah, they're going to open up their own science lab.
Right, now, right.
I kind of want to see that show.
If we got to fund our own damn lab, we will.
Let's talk about the search for the search for Victoria, because this is the main storyline, so I want to make sure we focus on.
I knew she was living there. Can I just throw that trailer? Out there? In the house. I was like, Victoria's totally going to be there.
You mean as Ben was walking in?
Yes. Because, well, when he first walked up to the door.
It's true, you did say
that. I thought, I'm like, okay, obviously they weren't in the trailer. Like, she definitely went to this woman's house.
Well, because when they go to the trailer park, the two people there, those neighbors, really threw her under the bus.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, I would have been to, I would have said to Emily if I was the neighbor, why are you asking? These neighbors were just like, yeah, there's this guy.
They
got these
probably are not the smartest ones in the bunch. Why? That's why.
I don't know. They seem pretty observant to me. They noticed her skin.
Yeah. It was regal.
Yeah, and then didn't the wife say something like, you're always about the skin? And he's like, I'm just noticing.
That guy's a straight serial killer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Noticing women's skin from that far away.
Totally.
Yeah. Weird. Like, really?
It's a weird thing to do.
So creepy.
He probably killed them with those candlesticks before he put them inside of the champagne bottles.
Mm-hmm. That's probably exactly what happened.
Just theorizing again.
Okay.
Stick with me. I got some imagination.
Amazing.
Yeah. The neighbors were weird. This whole thing. Going to the trailer park, I knew that she was going to get arrested. I just knew it. First of all, because we saw it in the previews. Yeah. Second of all, because David kept saying it. Like, you're not going to get away with this. And Ben said it. If she got home and nothing had happened to her, I would have been like, that's ridiculous. Like,
but to Ben's credit, that was a pretty good, like, thing. Like, at 9 p.m. it's gonna go off, we're gonna reset the things.
He knows her.
Yeah.
He knows her. He knew she was gonna try to escape. So I thought that was, yeah, it was a good thing, but...
And to David's discredit, why did he answer the door?
I don't know.
Well, do you think they would have come in anyways?
Can they?
Not mm-hmm. without... I mean, technically, I guess, do they have a warrant?
Yeah, they definitely can come. They can stop by. I don't know if he could have just broken in, but I would have looked to see. I would have called her or gotten in touch with her somehow or called Nolan and been like, you got to go get her or something.
I feel like we need to record some, like, voice stuff. Like, hey Amanda? Yeah, Dad?
Oh.
Ben's here.
Like the I'm sick from school voice?
Yeah,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Just, I feel like we have the technology
I'm
through
pooping,
Nolan.
I'm pooping, I'll be out in a little.
Yeah, just anything.
Okay.
I'm dropping some kids off at the pool, okay?
You know, I feel like that would have certainly helped.
My mom used to mess that up and say I'm dropping the kids off at school.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
I'm glad. It's been a very telling show tonight.
Yeah.
One of those.
Swimming school. All stuff. Yeah, swimming school.
Works.
Things are getting personal.
He does. He opens the door, though, and then the conversation he had with Ben, it was so obvious that she wasn't there. Like, if she was there, he would have just been like, yeah, go upstairs. Mm-hmm. But, again, the same thing that Margot did earlier. If you have something to hide, you're sketchy.
Yeah.
He was so sketchy.
We just needed a girl. Just any kind of, like even like a robot just in the bed with, like, fake Amanda hair.
He would have checked.
No, I've just been... Then you have the voiceover be like, don't be creepy, Ben. I'm sleeping.
Are those the words she would have... All right.
Yeah. Since Emily Thorne's day off.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Weird.
Anyway, what did you guys... I mean, this was... for me, the search was... It was obviously very revealing of a lot of people's characters in terms of what they'd done. I do want to talk about the Margot-Emily scene in jail. I thought that was... I'm still curious as to what fully happened.
I forget how scary Emily is. She's... Oh, my God. You don't want to be stuck in a jail cell with her.
Okay, but the whole creating the weapon thing was, like, weird. I thought she was going to create some, like, electrical, like, shock her, but she just put it all in a sock, like...
I thought the same thing, but, yeah, it's heavy. She's going to kick the crap out of her.
Yeah, but...
I wish we'd seen that.
You didn't even need to put the keys in there. The two big batteries are enough to beat the crap out of her. Like, it was weird. I don't know. Maybe I'm...
But did she get... Margot didn't look like she got beat up.
No, because she build. She told. Yeah. She obviously broke under the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to think I wouldn't have done the same thing if I was Margot, because I never would have done anything she did, but I at least wanted to see Margot with, like, a few scratches, so to show that she held out for a minute, at least. She probably squealed so freaking fast.
Yeah.
Because she's a worm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's like a bird.
So, here's a good question. Why is Margot...
Like a canary, I tell you. Why is Margot involved
in this?
Because she... she hated what Emily said about Victoria in the interview. But it would make more
sense.
Is
that why? Is that really why? Because, you know, before that she told Victoria, like, I'm sorry I even thought about doing this whole revenge thing. It wasn't Emily that pushed me. I lost my kid because of me.
And, right. And then
and we should have just stopped it. And if it was, if I would have stopped it, then I would have maybe had the kid.
Yes, but then we saw the next conversation after the interview and she went to Victoria and was like, I can't believe she's doing this to you. We got to put her down.
I think it was just, because Emily said, oh, you know what, she, you know, killed someone when she was younger or whatever. And that's what, like, Margo was like, that, you know, because that's not true, blah, blah, blah. Like, she doesn't know what you did to her, what your mother made you do or something. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's what triggered Margo.
But, again, she didn't say. She said she was alleged to have killed somebody. So, I don't know. I feel like they...
Yeah, but she added alleged murderer. She wasn't adding alleged to murderer. She was adding alleged murderer to Emily Thorne or Amanda Clark.
No, but I'm saying when Emily did her interview, she said, well, we all know Victoria's been accused of murder.
I get what you're saying. Yeah, she didn't straight up throw her under the bus. She said, you can end this or whatever.
Right.
But she all but, you know, she implied it very heavily.
Oh, for sure. But she still...
Yeah, she did. She could have said it. Yeah. She could have just straight up said it.
Yeah, I was engaged to her son, I know. I mean, she could have.
Yeah.
But
she didn't.
Right.
I don't know. I wish Margo wasn't involved. I wish that nobody was helping Victoria right now, because what Victoria is trying to do... I mean, I don't know what exactly would happen, but she would either spend life in prison or she would be executed or something. I don't know what New York's laws are.
Well, we didn't see Mason tonight, but...
I assume they don't have the death penalty.
They used to.
Did they?
Did they abolish it?
I don't know. I don't know about it in New York.
No, no either.
Regardless, it would ruin her life. It would either end it or ruin it.
Yeah.
If she was convicted for something she didn't do.
I think her lawyer said life in prison if she was convicted.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Interesting. I don't know. It's just crazy to watch this unfold, because she did so many things that she could go to prison for. So if this is what she goes to prison for, it's like, I don't know whether that's fair or fitting.
Karma?
Yeah, karma. I don't know.
Yeah.
Does she deserve to be in prison for the rest of her life for one reason or another?
I don't think so, because she wasn't doing anything maliciously like, this is an innocent person, I'm going to just... hurt them and ruin their lives for no reason.
Yeah, but
all of them had reason. They all played parts in a very evil plot that ended up killing a lot of people.
That's true, but other people got hurt along the way, i.e. true. Your boyfriend Daniel.
True.
Not that he was completely innocent. He was kind of a bad dude for a while.
Yeah.
He shot her and sterilized her.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. He did those things.
Yeah. It still would have been cool if they worked out, though.
She was rooting for it.
I was too.
He could have wrote a good poem.
He could have.
That could have been the poem. Oh my God. Why is that not the way that the series ends?
Maybe they'll find one of his poems and read it at her funeral. That would be beautiful.
Can you imagine? Who does the reading?
Charlotte.
Charlotte reads it. I would like to read a poem that my brother wrote.
To my sister.
My dead brother to my dead sister, yeah.
While they were married.
No, it'd have to be after the fact when he reminisced and it was like his last thing.
Oh, got it. Got it. I was way off. You're right.
Like, again, it would have been like, sorry I shot you and sterilized you, but in haiku.
And you rhyme that.
What rhymes with?
You? A lot of things.
No, sterile.
Why?
I don't know. Sorry I shot you
and sterilized you.
The bullet was a mistake.
It doesn't rhyme with you.
The loss or the...
All right.
I'm trying to think something poetic.
If you guys want an assignment at home,
boo,
write a haiku.
Boo, coo, boo, doo, doo.
Just okay.
All great words that can rhyme.
Shoe.
We'll have several haikus written by next week. I think
that's
on
you guys
us.
At home. No, that's on you guys.
Nick Wexler will read a haiku on behalf of...
Oh my God, we have to make him read one.
Yeah.
Continue.
Don't worry, already done. It's already done.
I feel like this is another one of those conversations maybe we should have off air.
No, I'm promising the fans right now.
The fans like to get involved. Cool. All right. Let's talk about the death scene. Unless there's anything that you guys want to... the only character that died.
I honestly didn't remember what you were just talking about. Yeah. So I blank faced. I forgot that Ben died because so much happened in the night. Wow.
How could you forget?
Plus, who cares?
He got really...
No, here's why, whether I like him or not, here's why I certainly care, because he was the only one that was kind of going after this in a meaningful way. And could move things towards clearing Emily's name from a law perspective.
What I like about Ben is that he seeks justice. I don't really feel like he is on a side right now. I feel like he wants to know the truth. So it's always nice to have a character like that.
Yeah.
When he gets whacked in the back of the head or stabbed.
He doesn't get whacked. He gets
stabbed in the skull.
No, whacked's what you call, like, yo, go whack this guy for me. It means, like, kill them.
Oh, I hated her.
Excellent accent you pulled off just now.
Oh my god, what just happened?
She was doing a French accent. You couldn't tell.
Oh, speaking of
random. Is that what that was?
Snobby French accent.
Can you do it one more time?
Hello, this is Madame Zwell.
Oh my god.
If we're going to go back to.
I can't say it now.
If we're going to go back to.
I didn't say it before. I thought I did.
If we're going to go back to Margot real fast, I do believe it was a mistake to have Daryl and Jack at the same time, and Jack just handing him a wad of money, being like, great job, and then Daryl phones in the police.
Yeah. Was Daryl the name of the buddy that helped them?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that, but not Tony.
Yeah, can anyone tell us if we've seen Daryl before? Because Roxy and I both agreed that he looked really familiar.
I just think he's a famous actor. I think, like, I've seen him in a different
show. Maybe he's on a different show.
Yeah.
And I do watch a lot of television. I think you guys dated 3 years ago.
I think I'd remember.
Not it was positive, like a one-night though.
Thing. If it was a one-night thing.
Yeah.
Phil. Yeah, it wasn't. You gotta be careful the way you...
Yeah, Phil, I don't like the picture you're painting of me.
Apologize.
These are theories. I thought we were theories.
Apologize.
False damning theories.
Apologize.
Slanderous.
I apologize.
All right. I was... I was sad to see Ben go, actually, tonight.
But were you that sad knowing that we only have one episode left?
Yeah, because I feel like he was...
We've gotten invested in him.
I think he was an important part of... I would not have been sad to see Ben go, you know, last episode. Mm-hmm. But, I think tonight that, you know, he started to be an important part of the puzzle.
Right.
And I like your point, Roxy, that, yeah, he cares about justice. And I care about justice, so...
Right. But furthermore, again, it just goes back to the whole idea that now, by default, Jack is it. There's Nolan, but she's not going to date or marry Nolan.
Well, I think that Ben was out of the cards to date. After.
That's fine, but that's fine. But it's one thing of like,
she
Ben, I don't
Nolan.
Like you.
Mm-hmm.
However, he's no longer there.
And so Jack's the only one that's ever survived out of all of her boyfriends.
Did Nolan ever hit on her or make a move on her, even back in the day? Never has?
Never. Never.
Interesting.
It's just...
Wait, when? What day? What are you talking about?
Back in the day, like 4 years ago.
I think he's full on gay. Like, I think he's only attracted to guys.
What about Soon? What was her name?
I think
Soon.
He... Padma. Soon. I think he thought it was something else, but... You know what I mean? Like, I think he wanted it to be something else, but I think...
I don't know. You can't tell a heterosexual male if he's gay or straight, because... They're both.
What?
Bisexual?
Bisexual.
Yeah, I was like, that made no sense at all.
I'm bisexual. That was the term we were looking for.
Yeah.
We gotta move on.
It's going down a path, man. It is.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into some... let's get into some extended new predictions. Extended predictions.
All right.
I was going to say news...
Okay, but we do have to do, obviously, one piece of news, which has to do with all of our predictions. It is, of course, it's the biggest news that a show could possibly get, which is that the show, the finale, the series finale is coming next week. We found out this week that the show is the final season. That's huge news.
That is huge news.
But I think based on this, if you guys didn't hear that elsewhere, I think based on the way we were talking this episode, it probably was clear that we only have one episode left.
And I think we said it at the top of the...
Did we?
The series, I believe I said the series
you did.
Finale.
You did. You know, this is really interesting because I wonder how long they... I've read a bunch of articles and they've kind of gone back and forth. I wonder if they filmed this knowing it was the series finale because some people are saying that they thought that it would be, or that they weren't planning on it to be, and when it was written, it really wasn't supposed to be the series finale, but now it is the series finale, and then people kind of went back and forth from what I read, so.
Here's the thing, we know that there's going to be some sort of cliffhanger as well. Just a small one. How big, I don't know. But it, you know, in the article that announced that this is the series finale, there is a cliffhanger.
Right.
So we'll... No, but...
For what purpose, did they say?
No, I mean, it just goes back to the idea, you know, you don't typically have a cliffhanger. Again, we don't know how large or small, unless you are kind of doing another show. Now, you could technically have a cliffhanger for a series finale, but you don't tend to, necessarily.
Yeah, and what kind of spinoff could they do from this show?
Well, we laid it all out for them. The Jack Moves to California spinoff.
That would be so boring.
I don't know how it would actually be, but I don't want that to happen because just after tonight's episode and whatever.
It would look like 90% of the people out here real lives. Like, yeah. I moved out here with great hopes, but I am a bartender.
And I live at my mom's house.
Yeah. Yeah. With my kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Writes itself.
Do we think that Jamanda is going to end up together?
Absolutely.
I feel like no.
That's a yes and no and a...
I don't think so.
I think that fate will just never let them be together.
They wouldn't even let him kiss tonight.
I think Jack's going to die.
I don't know if that was fate or not.
I really hope
we
not.
We saw him in the hospital bed.
No, not
I feel
Jack.
Like he'll die and then she'll just be like, every guy I've ever had feelings for has died.
Like, Jack and David are going to both be dying at the same time.
And she's just, like, spirals out of control.
So we talked about this last time, right? And Anacapa was the one who gave the theory. But you got to dig two graves when you begin it. Last episode is called Two Graves. Why is it called Two Graves? Who's going to die? I think my theory is Victoria and David.
Is it two more people, or can we already count Conrad as a grave? Or Daniel, or any of them.
You can count however you want to count.
Because if we're counting, then we're probably at about like 25 graves.
I think it's the two people that are still alive are going to be in those two graves.
And it's
going to
be her Ben? And her dad?
I think it's Emily and Victoria.
I think so, too. I feel like that's just
David?
It has to be.
No.
And then what?
That's why it would be confusing, though. So say next week, David's still sick, we've done nothing, and then by the end of the episode, he's alive. Then what was the point of even introducing this story about him being sick?
Well, that, you know, he's going to die. But now, through all of this, he is now burying his child and the woman he once loved into the ground, and...
They're going to have to do some sort of time jump, I think. Because I really don't think we have... In an hour, I don't think we can cover enough.
I don't think we need it. I don't think we need it.
I think it's really annoying. ABC, why is this not 2 hours long?
Yeah.
There's so much that needs to happen, I feel like.
We're going to see Victoria and Emily finally have this confrontation, so that itself could be an hour long.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Okay.
We'll find out.
That is where opinions take place, you know.
And the three of us will certainly talk, meaning yes. Tina Kapp.
Yep, you can find me on Instagram or Twitter at Tina Kapp.
At Koppel for Mayor.
KOPPELFORMAYOR.
And Roxy, TBD for the series finale.
Yeah, I don't know, but you guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. I'll definitely call in if I'm not here, and I'll be on Twitter and whatnot sharing my opinions and thoughts. It hurts my heart to even say it. I love you guys.
But we will have Nick Wexler,
yay,
who will read a haiku poem.
He's definitely better than I am, so him sitting here, that makes up for it.
I call him Dim sitting next to him.
Oh my god.
Okay. You don't even like his character.
Yeah.
So perfect. I want to look him right in the eye when I tell him how much I hate Jack.
Whoa.
I'm just kidding.
All
right. I don't hate Jack.
Anyway.
On that note, let us know your thoughts. Write some poems if you're ever so inclined. We apologize for some of the insanity. We just, we're handling this in the best of ways we can.
We're just sorry for AIDS jokes.
Don't take us serious. Like, come on, guys. Don't take us so seriously.
And on that note.
We'll see you guys for the series finale, Two Graves, next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.